The region of Puy-de-Dôme has kept some 140 examples of forts, collective fortification, or district of forts as a testimony of past centuries. As the region kept some of the mystery concerning forts, some will be unveiled as you visit the region. Let us plant the set in the medieval period. Protected by a round of trays and volcanic peaks, drained by a stream and endowed with additional soils, the Bassin de Lambron attracted people who settled there at least since the Gallo-Roman period. Nearby, on the Roche de Vaudable, the residence of the Dauphins of Auvergne dominates the panorama and faces the castles of the vassals, except in Marajoles. There is only a priory of the Abbey of Issoire and the strong houses of the knights, but the knights do not guarantee a sufficient protection to the population. That is why, in the 14th and 15th centuries, the chronic insecurity consecutive to the 100 Years' War leads the inhabitants to build a surrounding wall, in order to shelter houses, provisions and families. Take time to go inside the fort by the main axis serving the Place de l'Église. As you go around, observe the vestiges of the machicolation and the grooves, which allowed to activate the chains of a drawbridge, stepping over a ditch, filled in since then. The church Saint-Victor and Sainte-Couronne deserve the attention for its Romanic elements, as for the decoration of its gate and its high dome on trunks. Then take the only authorized path, leading to the second door. It is finally necessary to make the complete tour of the strengthened district by the street which separates it from the village. You will notice that just like a small citadel, it adopts the geometrical shape, that of a square almost completed, quartered in the angles of four towers. On three facades, there are now houses aligned and opened on the outside. The northern front is an impressive archaeological reservoir of 55 meters in length and 12 meters in height. It has kept a part of its covered way and continued without modification, with the exception of developments facilitating the access to cellars. Inside, the build is accessible through narrow alleys and leans against the rampart according to a regular weft. There are many vestiges of the 14th and the 15th centuries, such as sculptured frames, bays with crossbars. If this district was partially abandoned because of its difficulties of access, now everything is being engaged in the north for its protection. Below the Place Rectangulaire, which lines the façade, there is Marajoles, which keeps a complete set of small heritage connected to the water, such as watering place, fountain, wash house, and restored laundry.